Y'all ready? Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020 is called to order. Invocation by Councilman Jeff Boyd, followed by a pledge of allegiance.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for the ability to be here today. I just ask your special hand of discernment and guidance and patience. Lord, be with us as a city council. Be with this city and the people of the city for calm, and just that their faith lies in you and their stability lies in you. Lord, I just ask for each of us to just take a deep breath, and that you just give us a peace that we know that can only come through you. We thank you for the opportunities we do have in front of us, and we ask for wise decisions on how to make them and what we do with them. And Lord, we are thankful that the people of this city at this point are safe, and we just ask that you keep it that way. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Where's the flag?
Flag's in the closet.
Imagine I got a flag draped over my shoulder. Oh. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That was a good recovery.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertaining a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with three additional items, the first being a resolution awarding the bid for bleachers, the second, a resolution authorizing an extension for the interim right-of-way use agreement with Verizon Access Transmission Services. That was a mouthful. And the third, resolution appropriating funds for COVID-19 response.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Consideration of the previous minutes from the regular council meeting and committee of the whole from 2/18/2020. There are no objections. The reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements? Okay, moving to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Any opposed? Presentation by our high school student government association has been postponed. Moving to unfinished business under resolutions. Resolution authorizing execution of an amended restated transfer of guaranteed contribution use agreement by Baldwin County Board of Education for Performing Arts Building. That has been postponed for two weeks.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting of April 7th, 2020.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, section 10.02, metal siding for many warehouse buildings.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion.
Was there any change?
Yes, the Kid Alexander Community Development, yes. I would like to mention that we made the changes as requested by City Council, and that basically the side and rear are allowed to be metal, and the front facade must be finished as is required of other buildings. So that is the change that you see in front of you.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you, Kit.
Thank you, Council.
Is everybody good with that?
Yes.
Y'all good?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silver?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Moving to new business resolution, amending the pay and play employees pay plan job listing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Okay. Sir?
And I just wanted to remind that this is basically just creating the new ranges for everybody, and that step two of the process will be to work with the department heads directly on setting up tier systems and moving people from the bottom to the top, and how that can get done through the normal budget process. So that'll be step two of this project.
Thank you, Ford.
Thanks for your hard work, Ford, and your committee.
Yeah. Okay, great job, buddy. Any other thoughts or questions? Okay, if not, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to partner with Orange Beach Elementary School Open Sea Sand Star Science and Nature Center, summer 2020, $15,552.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
The only discussion would be, and we all know it, end of May, I hope we're in a better place than what the fear is now, okay? So that may be a possibility that that will not be a place, you know. Ryan Moss is here, so. Moving forward in a positive way, okay?
Yes.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution authorizing the purchase of a mower, green solar landscape department, $52,239.60.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution adopting City of Orange Beach Community Preservation and Growth Management Plan.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Kent Alexander Community Development, I just wanted to thank the Planning Commission for all the hard work that they did. Diane Barnett from the South Alabama Regional Planning Commission, she assisted us through a grant through ACAMP. She could not be here because of the COVID-19 situation, but she did want to thank City Council for allowing them to participate and apologize for not being able to be here.
Thank you, Kent.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition. Resolution awarding the bid for the bleachers for Parks Rec Department, Bleachers International, $58,284.60.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Now, where are these going?
These are additional for the football field, right?
Well, we moved the baseball, softball bleachers down for football, so we realized this was budgeted to go ahead and replace those back, so we won't have to be moving the home field bleachers back and forth.
Yeah.
So these are the smaller portables, like you said, in the football season.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a 60-day extension, interim right-of-way use agreement, MCI Metro Access Transmission Corp., Verizon Access Transmission Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Jerry?
This is, we're doing an interim, and we're actually extending it. We'll have our ordinance ready probably within the next 30 days. Verizon is wanting to install fiber to their facilities. So in order for them to be on our right-of-way, there will be a charge for that, and so we're having to develop that ordinance. And all the carriers will be subject to it. So we're just a little late. It's taking a little bit longer to get the ordinance done where we'll know the FCC will approve it and stand behind it. So Verizon is fine with it. We'll vote on it as soon as we get the ordinance ready.
Any other questions for Jerry? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? A resolution appropriating funds for the COVID-19 response, $200,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? Okay, this is essentially for overtime, whatever may come out of what we need to do to do our part. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Gotta call the committee of the whole meeting for Tuesday, March 17th, 2020 to order. You call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 3-2-2020, those will be moved forward for review. Moving to miscellaneous, approval of an outdoor music venue permit for live bait.
Police
what was
department?
The date on that?
This is an annual thing, right?
Correct.
We do this annually?
Correct.
Report from the police department?
Last year, Griffin?
It's the same as last year.
It's the same as last year. It's coming in front of you, however, because it is outside of the standards of the noise ordinance. However, I don't believe, and Chief, have we received any complaints regarding music at live bait?
That's what I was wondering, yeah. Okay.
Okay. A resolution awarding the bid for the Adult Fitness Center. Everybody knows we're moving forward with that. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, May groundbreaking if everything works out.
Pictures in the back for people that want to see.
Pictures in the back. Thank you for that, Jim. resolution awarding bid for Christmas decorations. Can't have enough Christmas decorations.
Why are we getting more Christmas decorations? do we get them every year?
We budget 50,000 every year because they wear out and we're continuing to become Christmas Town.
And they're very expensive.
And whatever we have that we're surplusing or whatever, we'll go to Somerdale or Alberta.
Somerdale or some, Alberta.
Yeah.
That's right. And we did that last year. Somerdale got some of those, and then we'll continue as they need to be replaced with those sister city towns.
Okay.
Like Repton or somebody like that also. Let's keep them in mind.
Okay.
We can put them all in Jeff's yard.
As long as they're purple and gold.
That's Mardi Gras. We have those too.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Thompson Engineering. Engineering land surveying, existing infrastructure analysis plan, additional infrastructure needs not to amount to exceed more than $48,320. Resolution authorizing the execution of a grant award agreement with the Alabama Audubon Society, Alabama Coastal Bird Stewardship Program. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, McCullough Architecture for architectural services. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement with Davis Architects, Architectural Engineering Design Services. Any questions on any of those? Moving to ordinance, public hearing, first reading, Robinson Grove Final PUD, April 7th, 2020. Public hearing, first reading, Cypress Village PUD Amendment, Cypress Village Courtyard 6, four-bedroom dwellings, April 7th, 2020. Y'all good with those dates?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Okay, we're probably gonna have plenty of time for public comments later, but if there's something not related to COVID, coronavirus, yes, sir.
Alan McElroy, 4688 Walker Avenue, Bill Jeffers' neighbor. I want to thank the mayor, the council, all the city employees. The art festival this year was great. And I went around and talked to every one of these people, and they thanked the city so much for not canceling the art festival. And they talked about other things that happened, and they had a good day, and I just want to thank you for doing it. And Public Works, Fire, Police, and these people were just out there working, I mean, all the time. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Anyone else? Okay, we're going to have a pretty good lull between 9 and 6. Any entertainment? No? Joe?
Think of me.
All right, well, entertain a motion to adjourn. We got snacks. Snacks, no snacks.
Did you get some?
Yeah. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we will adjourn till 6 o'clock when we will begin the town hall meeting.